Welcome, ladies, gentlemen, and hermaphrodites, fellow slaves of the global plantation. The Vinnie Eastwood Show is bad news. It's like the news, but worse. It's the lighter side of genocide. Just because we're being exterminated doesn't mean we can't enjoy it. Otherwise, what's the point of being killed? The Vinnie Eastwood Show, where the only thing worse than living in a high-tech global police state run by child-trafficking Satanists is Vinnie's jokes. It's just really bad. And my very special guest joining me today, who knows, this might be the last time for a while, is Billy TK, and he's on the road. Here he is. Billy, welcome.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Kia ora. Hope everyone is doing well today. It's a beautiful day in Northland in New Zealand, and thinking about everyone as we deal with this absurdity called the loss of freedoms and rights and civil liberties in New Zealand, that's for sure, and wishing everyone a good day today.
Indeed. Now, Billy, do you have headphones there by chance?
No, I don't, dear friend. I'm sorry. Not on this particular unit. What I can do in just a few minutes is go onto my laptop and pull over, so it'll be nice and quiet.
All right, no problem. So we'll get to that in just a sec. In the meantime, we do have a little bit of housekeeping, ladies and gentlemen, to take care of. The River of Lies documentary, we've been traveling around the country screening it this last week, and we've had some great responses from people. It's a truly weaponized work of art that's capable of waking up even the most sleepiest person, provided they're actually wanting to not pretend to still be asleep. All right, that's what David Icke once said, is that you can't wake up people who are pretending to be asleep. And so with that being said, the documentary is still not quite finished. There's still little tweaks and things of that nature that we're doing in between each screening. Now, tomorrow we are in court. Billy won't be coming to court, but I will be at the Auckland High Court. And the reason for that is because on August 18th, 2021, the day democracy died, Billy and I were arrested and charged with standing within 2 meters of another person, and convicted and sentenced to 3 months in prison for me and 4 months in prison for Billy. So this appeal really hinges for the national so-called freedom movement here, because it implies that the government can and will just do away with your fundamental human rights, the right to freedom of speech, the right to protest, the right to gather peacefully, those kind of things. And that's what this case really pinges on at the end of the day, and few people understand how important that really is fundamentally to a country such as New Zealand. Myself, I've been to hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of protests over my 15 years as an alternative media activist and journalist, and the possibility that the government can now just say you're not allowed to do this because such and such reason, I don't think is really boding well for the country. And so I wish more people would stand up with us and support us, just not because of who we are per se, but because of what is being done to us, and that if it is done to us, it can be done to anybody in New Zealand. And I wish the freedom movement in New Zealand would become more closely aligned with that recognition of the situation. So yeah, I've got this problem myself, just financially speaking, with all of this stuff going on, having to pay lawyers and so forth. I'm paying them off every week, significant amounts, but it's going to take until March of next year to pay them off. So it's a real problem here. Honey, can you turn that light on, please? There's a real problem here, financially speaking, because now there are so many people with their hands out, and so many people have had their businesses already destroyed and lives turned upside down. And so I hate to ask, but I really don't have any other way to survive at present, and it's quite a difficult situation for me. So those of you who are able to, please go to the Vinny EastwoodShow.com, T-H-E, Vinny with a Y, EastwoodShow.com, the Vinny EastwoodShow.com, and make a donation into the Kiwi Bank, the PayPal, and you can also become a Patreon of my band in order to support the show as well. So please go and do that. We're asking people to give in $5 a week, just in automatic payments, so that we can just keep the lights on and the heat burning and keep continuing to produce that truth content you know and love. For slightly more context on the Day Democracy Died, you can actually click the Day Democracy Died banner on the VinnyEastwoodShow.com, and there are and the entire documentary is there online for you to watch. So please go ahead and watch that and share it around. And additionally, we have a what would we call it? We've got a petition online. We haven't been promoting that too much lately. Go on change.org and search up Billy TK and Vinny Eastwood, and you should be able to find the petition to have us released. So with that being said, let's get back to Billy. Billy, are you there still? You might have to unmute there, brother. There you go.
Yes, I'm here. I'm sorry, for some reason that took a little bit longer than normal. Yeah, exactly. So it isn't a joyous time in New Zealand. New Zealand, of course, has a reputation for being a country of thinkers, a utopian type country of long-haired children who run through the grass and with bare feet and swim in our beautiful clean green lakes and our oceans, but that's not the reality here. We are actually a country in distress. We have lost civil rights, human rights over a period of decades, but it's culminated, of course, through the COVID-19 pandemic that we're living through. And, you know, you and I, Vinny, rightfully protested against lockdown harm on August the 18th, 2021. And, you know, over two years later now, we now know that, and it's accepted that lockdowns did nothing but harm Kiwis and people around the world, did nothing but destroy lives, you know, endorse the concept of suicide, economic destruction, lives, dreams, everything lost. And they know that now. People know it. The government's responded to that. And that's the very, very thing that we were protesting against, were those harms. And most importantly, we now know, and it's, well, we even knew back then actually, but we knew that the infection fatality rate of COVID, and again, I've not seen evidence of COVID existing, so I want to get that out of the way. But let's play the game. The infection fatality rate of COVID is in the vicinity and now proven in New Zealand to be lower than the death risk of seasonal flu. And so, you know, for us to be threatened with prison the way we have for a peaceful, tiny protest really shows the intent, the resolution and the resolve of these bunch of nut jobs, psychotics, if you want to call them that, their resolve to beat people down who dare speak up against the narrative. I mean, look what they're doing with Russell Brand at the moment. And so, you know, if people could keep us in their thoughts and prayers, I think and believe we had a fairly good and open judge. So what happened was we were found guilty in the District Court of New Zealand. And we took our appeal of our prison sentences to the next level court, which is called the High Court. That's not the appeal court, that's the High Court. And I think the judge was legitimately blown away that we were sentenced to prison. I don't have a previous record whatsoever, convictions of any kind. I'm a former member of the police, the army, volunteer fire service as a volunteer. I'm a community man, I'm a pastor, I'm a family man. And so to be given a prison sentence while people that are committing manslaughter, people that are committing heinous crimes are receiving home detention and community detention, it's unbelievable. So it shows you that the judge that sentenced us, Vinny, he himself was captive to an ideology. We challenged that ideology, and he used this position to try to punish us. So, and that's not what law is about. That's not what it's about at all. It's about administering law without meant to be without ideology or what he feels or thinks about us or what we believe. It's got nothing to do with that. But he took the opportunity to try and slam dunk us into prison. And so he will have his day before God.
One can only hope, sorry about that, I'm just trying to share this stream out in the background while we're going on here, because the treatment that we got from that judge, and I was flabbergasted basically, because it was the same judge that gave us our terrible bail conditions, you know? No accessing the internet, no mobile capable devices, and all of that kind of thing. Oh, sorry, Billy, can you mute there? It's very, very loud. Thanks, brother. This is a bit difficult to concentrate with that car noise in the background there, brother. Can you hear me, Billy? Billy, can you hear me? Can you mute, please? Thank you. So the judge that we got was the same judge that gave us our terrible bail conditions, where we couldn't leave the house 24 hours a day, and bail checks 4 o'clock in the morning, 11 o'clock at night, and stuff like that. We got visited very regularly. It was quite distressing. And this is, of course, during lockdown, and at the time, it was incredibly painful and stressful for me, and basically just ruined my life. You know, I used to be able to go to protests all the time, and I haven't been to one in like 2.5 years. It's like not seeing your child who you love or something like that. I love protesting, and I'd like to think that I'm probably better at it than anybody, because I just enjoy it, you know, because it allows you to express freely what the truth actually is. And there really isn't any higher calling, in my opinion, than getting the truth out. And Billy, yourself being a Christian pastor, we need to update people with this on here as well. I just saw Claire Swinney in Whangarei. She just put up a post from the last showing that we did at the Te Atatū Church, and it says, quote, "It was cancelled by a woke Christian pastor." Can you please tell us about that?
Yeah, so like I've been saying forever, that the tyranny that we're seeing, this new beast global order that's coming into position on the world, that's been inflicted upon the world, and it's not in its full maturity stage yet, but it's coming. I've been saying for a long time, this is not a left and a right issue, because both the left and the right spectrums are captured. You've got actors, you've got organisations and players that are either by through stupidity and foolishness have been captured with this, with these ideals of wokeism, cancel culture, climate change, COVIDity, all of those things. And then you've got those others that know exactly what's going on, and they are complicit in tyranny, because they've got that part in their character that says, I want to cancel people who don't agree with me. If you don't agree with me, you're a mongrel, and I'm gonna get you. So to give us a good example of what that looks like from the right-hand side is we had the River of Lies, New Zealand Scamdemic investigative documentary, which is my documentary, which is an expose of the what New Zealand has gone through for the last 39 months. Very thorough, very scientific, very well put together, very calmly put together, which is important. I've got people like Dr. Robert Malone, Dr. Mike Yeardon, and many, many others. Dr. Rima Labo, she's involved, of course, and many, many others. And it's a beautifully put together, fact-only documentary. Anyway, we were meant to play this at the at a Baptist church in Auckland. We went through all the processes of completing the booking process. We paid our bond, we paid the fee. We're there on Thursday night playing our documentary in the hall, and then suddenly a pastor, so-called, turned up, a female, and she basically turned up with guys that she thought were intimidating, who weren't, but anyway, they tried to be, turned up and basically closed us down, threatened that if we didn't pack up, they'd turn the power off, they rung the police, they'd run, they had run all sorts of, you know, people, support people. They had the Baptist Church board come down and basically, you know, just evict us. They really think that's the... No reason, really. No reason at all, other than saying that they didn't agree with what we were saying. And, you know, the thing that we said to them, of course, was, well, how do you know what we're saying until you've seen it? You know, I said, look, for Pete's sake, I'm a fellow Christian pastor. There's nothing whatsoever objectionable at all in this presentation. It's beautifully put together. It's facts, the facts. Nothing but the facts. But that wasn't acceptable to them. But the thing that stood out to me is that this is an example of the right, you know, basically right extremists, you know, being as tyrannical as those on the left. And I've been talking about that for a while now. And quite frankly, she was unstable. We've now found out about her in particular. And that she is, and by the way, I'm not against any community, but I don't endorse evil. I don't endorse adultery, like I don't endorse stealing, like I don't endorse murder, like I don't endorse lying about things and about people. But this woman was endorsing, you know, the gender agenda, the transgender agenda, which is very strange for a so-called Christian pastor to do. She's pro-vaccine. COVID vaccines. She's pro losing your freedoms. In fact, she says this on her Facebook page she puts it like this, that marching for freedom, civil liberties and personal rights is not a part of the Christian faith, and that those principles are not a part of the Christian faith, yet they are the very bedrock of Protestant Christianity. It's not a part of Catholicism. It's not. Now, my family are Catholic. So I'm not even going to go to the Catholic people, but the idea of freedom of choice, freedom of religion, freedom of speech, freedom, human rights, etc., it's the bedrock principle of Protestant faith, of biblical Protestant faith. And so for her to say something like that really exposed her greatly. And so what this was really was a very insane lady, and we've got footage of her and everything, and she's an absolute nut job, and she's very, very lucky that that we weren't a bunch of bad people, because it could have ended ugly for her. And so, yeah, she was very, very, very lucky to have us be so contrite. Yeah, so you were there, Vinny. What did you think?
Oh, yeah. it was just kind of like... The one thing that they really didn't like was the fact that the Heritage Society hired out the hall, and they said that they were going to show a documentary. Of course, they didn't ask before the day happened what that documentary was, and when they found out, these mask-wearing, vaccine-promoting, lockdown supporting brainwashed morons. All right, if I can put it kindly, decided that they want to pull rank. Okay, this is our whare-kere or whatever. It just seemed like so disgustingly disingenuous and woke mind controlled, right? I love the part where she was talking about, you no, this is your truth, this is not our truth. It's just like, actually, there's only one truth. It's called the truth. It's immutable. It's got facts. It's got evidence. And you don't. We'll be right back after the break at TheVinnieEastwoodShow.com. Our appeal is tomorrow, folks. Don't you go anywhere. For a swathe of grievous crimes, a prime piece of me. And from my head, since I fell, I was a sacrificial lamb, all part of the land. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the show that's all about trying to be Mexican. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show. My very special guest, Billy TK, and I are celebrating the... are we celebrating? Are we commiserating? It means miserable together. This appeal that we're going to is tomorrow, and we want to finish capping off the story about this Christian pastor talking about my truth and your truth. I mean, the fact of the matter is there ain't no truth there. And I remember I was talking with Mark Pansio about this one time, and I called these kind of people hypocristians, which he thought was very apropos. So as a pastor, Billy, you know, you must have had this kind of deep feeling of betrayal there.
Well, really, no, I can't say it's shock, because I've been expecting this for a while. Just amazement, actually seeing it unfold before my very eyes. You know, Christo-fascism was a very, very deadly and horrific reality for a period of 1260 years, commonly referred to as the Dark Ages or the Middle Ages, where church and state worked together to control the consciences of men and to rule every aspect of your life, what you're allowed to own, what you're allowed to read, everything. Everything that we're seeing today is the updated modern version of what we had in that period. And that should give people a hint as to who's behind this, because, you know, the Vatican beast authority that had this rule over Christendom for 1260 years, from 538 AD to 1798, never went away. It only was wounded. It didn't die, and it went away and had a rest, and now it's back to really drive things into a place where humanity has been before, and we're seeing it again today. So to see that Christians are involved in something, that type of persecution, was not a surprise to me. What was a surprise to me were the people that were doing it, the types of people. I mean, they looked like, you know, ordinary average people. And I actually said to them, I said, look, do you realize that I am a Protestant-based Protestant pastor that is fighting for human rights and civil liberties, and you are opposing me? And I'm preaching the gospel while I'm doing it. And on top of that, you are facilitating your own doom. And they just stood there bewildered with this blank look on their faces. But as it turns out, they're all jabbed up to their eyebrows. They're just a very, very sad example. But I want to tell everybody right now that this is what's coming down the pipeline. What's going to happen in the United States, I believe, is that Trump is probably going to win the election next year. And he has got the evangelical, as they call it, Protestant Christian, and also the Catholic church behind him. And I think we are going into...
Just to back you up on that context there, he also has members of the Council of National Policy who want to set up a form of Christian Sharia law in America. And we'll talk about that a little bit more after the break. My very special guest is Billy TK. Our appeal is tomorrow. We'll be right back.
I feel frustrated, yeah, but I'm not complaining.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the show that tries to keep your Luftwaffe aloft. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show, and my very special guest, Billy TK, is here, and we're discussing now hip Christians, Christian Sharia law. I mean, religion has been used by dictators for centuries to get their aims accomplished, because there are those people who read and interpret and understand and practice, and there are those who don't do any of those things. Okay, so please, Billy, continue.
Yeah, we can expect this. We can expect a lot more of this. The watch event is the watch event is this global environmental day of rest law that they're going to try and bring in. And it's been endorsed by the Vatican from its inception as a concept. So you're looking at decades. And Pope Francis wrote an encyclical called Laudato Si, which is his encyclical about climate change. And it's got in there, it has a law being put in place where people have to keep the Sabbath. Now, this is the funny thing, Vinny, and you know this as well, is that the Sabbath they're talking about is Sunday, the day of the sun god. That's not the biblical Sabbath. The biblical Sabbath is the seventh day Sabbath, which is Saturday day, but commences Friday night at sunset. And the sun god, which is Satan, worked with Constantine to bring that into law in 321 AD. And by 538 AD, It was on pain of death that you got found keeping the seventh day Sabbath. They would kill you in your community, your family. They wasted entire communities of seventh day Sabbath keeping people. And anyway, so Pope Francis has written this encyclical, and this is history, by the way, that I'm talking to. This is not conspiracy language whatsoever. And Pope Francis created this encyclical. He wrote it. There's an update that's just come out the other day, and I haven't had time to read it yet, on the 4th of October. And it says, basically, in a nutshell, that the world needs to go into what they call ecological conversion. And that is a very, very cunning ploy to turn the climate change issue not only into a medical issue, but into a spiritual issue as well, which is what's coming down the pipeline. The Bible tells us in Revelation 13 that it's going to be just like that. And we've seen it unfold before our very eyes. And we cannot believe and think for a second that Christians can't do this, because they've been doing it for on and off for, you know, almost 2,000 years. And Christ, that's, you know, these Christians that do this, that are part of religiosity, they are not followers of Christ, because Christ said, you know, under no way are we to harm or kill people in his name. And if you know the gospel message in itself, you'll see that Jesus says, I knock on your door. If you open that door, I'll come and sup with you, and we can fellowship together. He doesn't say, I'm going to kick it down with an MP4 gun and force you to address him, engage him, and accept him. He doesn't operate like that. Nothing by force at all. The moment force is used in the name of Jesus, Jesus leaves the room. And so this is what we have coming down the pipeline at us. And really what we saw on Thursday night was a very tiny taste of what Christofascism looks like. And that's what it is. Christofascism is absolutely real. You know, in Germany, a number of Christian churches capitulated to Nazism, and they were in it all the way. And that's strange and sad because, of course, Martin Luther, the great reformer, came from, was German, and, you know, the German princes, Protestant princes of the 16th century were absolutely integral to the successful Reformation, the protest against the rule of Catholic authority. And so we're going into that again, unfortunately. But this documentary, The River of Lies, New Zealand Scandemic, if people want to see and understand what that's about, just go to riveroflies.co.nz. Let me say that again. That's River of Lies, one word, riveroflies.co.nz. If you go there, you'll be able to see our trailers. You'll be able to understand what we're doing. Really, it is going to be the most up-to-date documentary on the entire COVID aspect. That's not only about the story of New Zealand. We've also captured, of course, data from around the world, and it's a global story through the New Zealand lens, and I think people from everywhere are going to be able to relate to it.
Yes, we could say that. And what's problematic about this is that we are dealing with real mind control, right? We're dealing with repetition, trauma, isolation. Billy, I'm feeding back a little bit through your thing. Would you be able to mute there, please? This feedback and isolation and things of that nature, these are classic cult indoctrination techniques that have actually been deployed against the population. And they have been deployed by the best in the business, people who know human psychology, physiology, psychology, you know, and this... takeover of the mind, of the soul of a nation is so well planned, so well financed, and now so deep-seated that you have people who are now actually they're attaching their identity itself to these ideas, right? There's no separation between the identity that they have and the ideas that they've been told to believe. So when people like us come up against them in any way, especially with a documentary called The River of Lies, The New Zealand Scamdemic, you know, they immediately get this ego attack, all right? I'm trying to kill you, ego. That's basically what it is. They're acting as though they're actually under threat, as if the thing that they believe themselves to be actually is, and that we are threatening their very existence. That's why they react with such hostility, and it's going to take quite some time for us to deprogram these people, because ultimately it comes down to their choices. They choose to be deprogrammed, they choose to get informed, they choose to abandon their ignorance. That's not an easy thing for most people, because you will go through the grief process just like losing a loved one. Billy? You're going to have to unmute there, buddy. Have we lost Billy there? He appears to be frozen. All right. Well, that's the show for today, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just kidding. He'll come back soon enough. But the documentary itself, we are looking at it on screen now. For those of you in the viewing audience, you have to go to YouTube, Twitch, or Facebook and search up Vinny Eastwood in order to get these things here. Are you back there, Billy? We seem to have a little bit of a cutting out there. It's a difficult one. So on screen, of course.
Good signal.
Yeah, here we go. Can you hear me, Billy? Nope.
Okay, I'm here. I can hear you.
Oh, that signal's pretty rubbish there, Billy. You might need to hang up and call back. Or I think we might be having a A little bit of a tech glitch here. Yeah, sorry about that, guys. We're having a little bit of tech problems on Billy's side. So we'll get back to that in just a moment here. Now, in the meantime, I would like to direct you, of course, to riverofliars.co.nz so you can watch the trailer for River of Lies. And we are trying to get screenings going around the country, so if anybody wants a screening to come to their neck of the woods, you can email Barbara at ruakakaresources@gmail.com. That's ruakakaresources@gmail.com, ruakaka resources@gmail.com, in order to get the information out there. Now, of course, we're having an appeal tomorrow for our court case, so hopefully we don't get sent to jail. I mean, there's a lot of people who are saying, you know, that things look bright and it's not going to be that bad and so on and so forth, and I sincerely hope that is the case. However, I'm not 100% certain. There's very little that's certain, especially in the New Zealand judiciary at this point. So let me see if we can get back to Billy here. Billy, are you there? He's still not there. All right. Well, he's going to have to get himself into a better reception area. I guess there's only about 15 minutes left in the broadcast today. And we seem to be having a little bit of interference from him there as well. That's very distracting. I'll have to see what I can do. Oh, goodness. Well, we've just been on tour for a week, I think, and had many, many sleepless nights, and especially on that night of the pastor kicking us out of the venue, because I had to, well, I didn't have to, but I chose to stay up until 5:15 in the morning editing those videos to get them out there. The pastor actually had a child with her that we were told couldn't be in the video, so we couldn't just publish the video. You know, that would have taken a few minutes, but instead had to stay up until 5:00 in the morning editing out that child to make sure that their wishes were complied with. And whether or not that pleased them, I don't know. But I'm well past pleasing people. But in terms of protecting children, yeah, I fully agree. That's probably a good thing. All right, so Billy, we can hear you clearly now, and he's just dropped off entirely. Wait, there he goes. He's back. All right, go ahead, Billy.
Okay, that's better. Hey, guys, thank you. Yeah, so it's, you know, the thing that's ahead of us, Vinny, and how the documentary is involved as an important, I believe, an important resource for people, is to try and wake up as many people as we can with deep respect to that, you know, everybody is at different stages, but at the same time, the beauty of the way that we've constructed this documentary is that even people in a deep sleep can look at this and not be diminished, not be made to feel completely stupid, because as I heard you say before,
oh no, the reception's gone out again.
You go in there.
Yeah.
It looks good here.
That's better. That's better. Go ahead.
Okay, I was saying that the people that have propagated the narrative, the COVID narrative, the climate change narrative, they are the direct descendants of those who perfected mass formation and propaganda. You know, we had Stalinism, Bolshevikism, then we had the Nazis. The Nazis really took it to a whole new level with Joseph Goebbels, the Ministry of Propaganda. It was just incredible how they perfected the techniques. And then, of course, with Operation Paperclip and the transfer of scientists and doctors, psychologists to the United States, Nazis that served in the Third Reich, you know, they took all of that with them. You know, you had Gestapo people that were pardoned that ended up in the United States, you know, helping the OSI turn into the, you know, the CIA, and then you had the FBI, all those sorts of initiatives. And you can bet your bottom dollar that these influence from these insidious, nefarious organizations that have affected everything today. They've trained these nut jobs, these globalist nut jobs, in how to perfect mass formation. I mean, how is it possible that we can drive along in New Zealand in the middle of nowhere, and you look to your left and there's someone by themselves in a car with their windows wound up wearing a mask because they feel in danger? It defies not only the laws of logic, it defies the laws of medical science, and yet people swallowed it hook, line and sinker. And that should tell us that the psychosis of humanity right now is in totality is either completely distressed, completely tyrannical, or a mixture of both, or people that give up and commit suicide. And that's not a good place to be at all. That's absolutely horrific, shocking, because people feel they have no hope. I mean, there's a lot of good people that know exactly what's going on, and yet they can't think of a solution, so they put themselves down the end of a rope and jump. And that's exactly what they want you to do, because the ultimate plan really is to claim the souls of men. Followed after that is to control us all on this planet. Now, population reduction is a huge part of that. We know through the Georgia Guidestones that the preferred population of the planet is 500 million or less. Now, that's a big problem when you're at 8 billion, isn't it? And so where's the other 7.5 billion going to go to? And the reason why they want it like that is because the human herd is easier to control when it's smaller and when it's complicit and has a nature of subservience. And essentially what they're wanting to bring back is the serfdom paradigm of the Dark Ages, where only the elite own everything and you don't. So Klaus Schwab and his philosophies, his ideologies of the World Economic Forum are the modern descendant of all those that of yesteryear that tried to bring back these things, create these things. And if you do your research, you'll find the echoes of fascism and communism in Catholic law. You know, the writings of Thomas Aquinas, the writings of Rerum Novarum, all these different political and religio political encyclicals that they wrote, you know, when you read them, they blow you away, because you will see the character attributes of the Nazis, of the Communist Party in them. And so there's no surprise that we have Pope Francis, who's the current Pope, of course, pushing these things, because the architect behind it is the Vatican seat. And so that old saying, all roads lead to Rome, is very, very true. Again, I'm not even going to go at Catholic people. My own family are Catholic. This is about the system. And the system is this system, this dark system that the Jesuit order made a commitment to in 1540 to take over the world as being seen today.
Indeed. And we will be right back after the break, ladies and gentlemen. Final segment coming up on the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. You can check us out on YouTube, Twitch and Facebook. Back in a moment. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Final segment today before our appeal is heard. My very special guest and good friend, Billy TK, is with us, taking some time out of his busy travelling schedule to give you the Christian truth. The real Christian truth, yo. Because ultimately, there's two types of Christians. Christians and hypocristians. All right? And it's very, very important to know the difference and to not be part of the churches of the hypocrites. Now, Billy was talking about this, how it's been used throughout history, religion, to brainwash, mind control, and indeed subjugate people. And we had some people in the in the thing talking about the solutions, and Billy advocates getting out of the urban areas, getting into the rural places and getting on the land and growing your own food and things of that nature, as he himself is doing, and a number of other things as well. Find the Lord. And personally, I am advocating Stefan Verstappen's playbook of urban guerrilla warfare in his book, which has nothing to do with warfare or violence, by the way. It's about setting up private members groups that are off the books so that you can provide your power, your water, your doctors, your education, your transport, your fuel, and so on and so forth among yourselves without needing to participate in the system, as well as a bunch of very effective methodologies for how to get around checkpoints and people asking you for ID and so on and so forth. Stefan Verstappen, Urban Guerrilla Warfare, a very interesting book there. So, Billy, with just the few minutes that we have left, what's your wrap-up for tomorrow and our appeal?
Well, really, tomorrow really is the
Oh, goodness, I hate those freaking tech cutouts. They frustrate the living heck out of me, don't they? You know, it's like if you've got a show and there's no audio, you don't have a show. That's what...
result or not so much then.
All right. Sorry, Billy, you were just out there for a moment. Go ahead. You seem to be better now.
Yeah, okay, right. So... So essentially tomorrow is the result of our appeal. It's not the appeal itself. We appealed on the 31st of July, and we are now waiting for the results of that, which the judge promised we would have by the 10th of October, which is tomorrow. So I'm like you, Vinny. A lot of people are saying that, you know, if we don't get the charges thrown out, you know, it won't be prison time or what have you. But I'm like you, I'm hoping for the best, praying for the best. I know that I'm in God's hands, and I don't expect prison, and I wouldn't be surprised if the charges were thrown out. But anything's possible. This is a dark and resolute enemy that we are dealing with here, and I'm a very, very, very big, as you are, fly in the ointment. But tonight I'm interviewing a New Zealand politician called Matt King, who leads a party called Democracy New Zealand. And Democracy New Zealand are in the stuff.com.nz media channel today. And there's a big hit piece done on them just 5 days before voting on Saturday. And they did that in 2020. So I'll be speaking to him tonight.
All right. Thank you so much, Billy, for your time and your friendship and your generalized awesomeness. And you can join Billy's Bible circle and Bible study circle by emailing billy@ibc.net.nz, billy@ibc.net.nz. Apparently a lot of people are actually starting to get that vibe and wanting to go that way, so I'd like to encourage you, if that is your vibe, Billy's a good man and he'll sort you right. Okay, that being said, thank you, brother, love you. We'll hope for the best for tomorrow. And please support us, ladies and gentlemen. River of Lies.
Tahibo Tea Club's original pure pounty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpus.
All right, and billy@ibc.net.nz is the puppy that you need to email there for his group. And, of course, I would like to encourage people to go to the... YouTube channel, the Vinnie Eastwood YouTube channel, and check out the Kicked Out of Church Pastor Claims It's Not Our Co-Papa River of Lies video. That's Kicked Out of Church Pastor Claims It's Not Our Co-Papa River of Lies. To see us getting kicked out of that church there. And lastly, of course, this is a listener-supported broadcast. I'd like you to also check out my sponsors, HoldenHealthcare.com, emphasis on the care, and Reopen.nz, and add your freedom business there. So, guys, thank you very much, and we will see you, hopefully, next week. If not, it means I'm in jail. So, yeah, this might be your last chance to have some of the Vinnie Eastwood that you love. And thank you so much to all the people in the chat room, including Teresa as a biological woman, and Truth Seeker Donald, and of course the stalwart DK, and Amos, and Donnelly, and everybody there, Tanya as well. Guys, thank you so much for listening and supporting the show, and also just thank you for staying awake. All right, there's a lot of people who wake up and then just go back to bed. They stop caring, they stop doing anything, and you're not one of those people. And I'm so grateful for you, because there's so few of you left. And you know what happens to a resource when it becomes scarce? It becomes more valuable. And you guys are the scarcest resource in the world. So thank you very much, ladies, gentlemen, and hermaphrodites, fellow slaves of the global plantation. The Vinnie Eastwood Show is bad news. It's like the news, but worse. It's the lighter side of genocide. Just because we're being exterminated doesn't mean we can't enjoy it. Otherwise, what's the point of being killed? The Vinnie Eastwood Show, where the only thing worse than living in a high-tech global police state run by child-trafficking Satanists is Vinnie's jokes.